Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Ever feel like your dream vacation turned into a bit of a nightmare?
Yeah.
Today, we're diving deep into a listener's story that proves even paradise can have its share of conflict. Imagine this. You a peaceful condo owner.
Right.
Just looking for some R&R.
Yeah.
Suddenly caught in a whirlwind of passive-aggressive tactics from a neighbor who seems determined to make your life difficult.
Sounds relatable for anyone who's dealt with shared spaces.
Right.
What makes this particular case interesting is how quickly things escalate from minor annoyances to a full-blown power struggle.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're going to unpack exactly how that happens.
Okay.
Analyzing the psychology behind those seemingly innocent actions that can actually drive you up the wall.
We'll also equip you with some strategies for navigating similar situations, because let's face it, none of us are immune to a little neighborly drama now and then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's set the scene.
Okay.
You arrive at your usually tranquil condo complex.
Okay.
Ready for some well-deserved downtime.
Yeah.
But this time, something feels different.
Mm.
It starts subtly.
Oh, okay.
Hey, maybe it's the kid's sidewalk chalk art.
And I say art loosely.
Right.
The letter describes it as aggressive sprawling.
Okay.
Almost like they're marking their territory.
Not exactly the cute rainbows and sunshine you were hoping for, right?
Right. This kind of territorial marking is a classic passive-aggressive tactic.
Okay.
It allows someone to assert dominance without direct confrontation.
Right.
Leaving the other person feeling confused and a little powerless.
Okay, so... Yeah. A little territorial chalk art.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can chalk that up to kids being kids, right?
Right.
But then it escalates.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
Imagine you're trying to unwind after a long day.
Right.
And you're greeted by a mountain of toys blocking the stairway to your condo.
Wow.
Not just a few stray toys.
Oh, no.
We're talking a strategically placed obstacle course.
And according to the letter, this wasn't a one-time thing. The toy blockade reappeared repeatedly, growing larger each time.
Wow.
Almost as if daring a confrontation.
So it's starting to feel less like an accident and more like a pattern of behavior?
Exactly.
Okay.
This type of repeated escalating behavior is a hallmark of passive aggression.
Right.
It's about sending a message without having to directly communicate or take responsibility for the action itself.
And as if the chalk and the toys weren't enough.
Right.
The real battleground becomes the shared laundry room.
Ah, yes, the laundry room.
Right.
A microcosm of shared living pensions.
Yeah.
In this case, it seems the neighbor has decided it's her personal domain.
To put it mildly.
Right.
We're talking mountains of dirty laundry clothes left soaking for days.
Oh.
And a lingering scent of vinegar that would make your eyes water.
And it's important to remember the impact this has on our listener, the condo owner.
Right.
It's not just about inconvenience. It's about feeling disrespected in a space that's supposed to be shared. Constantly having to navigate around someone else's mess can be incredibly frustrating, even emotionally draining.
It's like a constant low-grade stress hum in the background of your supposed relaxing vacation.
Right.
And you're right.
Yeah.
It's not just the inconvenience. It's the principle.
Right.
This person is blatantly disregarding the rules and common courtesy.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like they're getting away with it.
Which brings us to a critical point in the story.
Right.
The breaking point.
Okay.
You've tried being reasonable.
Right.
Maybe even friendly.
Mm-hmm.
But your attempts at communication have been met with silence or worse.
Yeah.
More passive aggression.
So you're stuck in this cycle of trying to enjoy your vacation.
Mm-hmm.
constantly cleaning up after this person,
right,
feeling powerless to do anything about it.
Yeah.
That's a recipe for a pressure cooker situation.
Yeah.
And in this case,
okay,
that pressure cooker explodes in the laundry room.
Oh, no.
With a can of spilled blue paint.
Nope.
Talk about adding insult to injury. And it's blue paint, of all things.
It's symbolic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Blue, often associated with peace and tranquility,
right,
is now the instrument of disruption,
right,
staining the very serenity our listener sought for their vacation.
Almost like the universe's way of saying,
right,
okay, enough is enough.
Yeah.
But here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
The neighbor's reaction.
What happened?
She doesn't yell. She doesn't even get angry.
Oh.
She just smiles.
She smiles.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's what I mean. She just smiles.
Yeah.
It's kind of unsettling, right?
It's,
what do you make of that reaction?
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
In this context, even a smile can be a powerful form of communication.
Right.
Albeit a nonverbal one.
Right.
It could be a way of asserting control.
Okay.
Acknowledging the escalating tension.
Right.
Even hinting at potential retaliation.
Wow.
And the fact that it's silent, devoid of any attempt at explanation or apology.
Right.
That just amplifies the unsettling effect.
It's like she's sending a message, but you're not quite sure what it means.
Right.
Leaves you feeling uneasy.
Right.
Wondering what she might do next.
Exactly. This uncertainty, this lingering threat.
Yeah.
Can be more unnerving than an overt confrontation.
Right.
It keeps our listener on edge,
yeah,
wondering when and how the next act of passive aggression will unfold.
Right.
It's like a silent game of psychological chess.
So what can you do when you're caught in this type of situation where direct communication seems impossible? And every attempt at resolution is met with more passive aggression? Because let's face it, many of us have probably encountered similar situations.
Mm.
Maybe not with spilled paint and toy barricades.
Right.
But those subtle power plays, they can leave you feeling frustrated and helpless.
Absolutely. It's important to remember you're not alone in this.
Great.
And while every situation is unique, there are some strategies that can be helpful in navigating these tricky waters.
Okay.
First and foremost, documentation is key. Keep a detailed record of the neighbor's actions, dates, times, specific descriptions of the incidents.
Okay.
This might seem tedious.
Right.
But it's crucial if you need to involve the condo association or, in more extreme cases, the authorities.
So it's like building your case file, gathering evidence,
yep,
for that inevitable condo association showdown.
Exactly.
Okay.
Second, engage with the condo association or property management.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to be persistent politely, but firmly requesting their intervention. Provide them with copies of your documentation. They're there to ensure a peaceful living environment for all residents.
But what if the condo association is, well, let's just say they're not very responsive. What are our options then?
That's when things can get trickier.
Right.
It might be time to explore other avenues, like mediation.
Okay.
Or, if necessary, consulting with an attorney specializing in real estate disputes.
Okay.
These situations can be complex and emotionally charged, so having professional guidance can be invaluable.
So it's a delicate balancing act between protecting yourself,
mm-hmm,
asserting your right to a peaceful living space, while also trying to avoid escalating the situation into a full-blown war with your neighbor.
Precisely.
Right.
And sometimes that can feel like walking a tightrope.
Right.
But remember, you have options and you don't have to navigate this alone.
This has been quite the emotional roller coaster, hasn't it? We started with visions of peaceful vacations and ended up in a world of passive-aggressive power struggles, toy mountains, and unsettling smiles.
It just goes to show that even in seemingly idyllic settings, conflict can arise.
Right.
But what's important is how we choose to understand and respond to that conflict, because ultimately it's about finding ways to coexist peacefully, even with those who might test our patience.
Well said. It really makes you think twice about those shared walls, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
This whole situation really highlights the importance of clear communication,
right,
mutual respect in shared spaces.
Yeah.
Because when those things break down, even the smallest issues can spiral out of control.
And it's easy to underestimate the impact of these seemingly small annoyances.
Right.
But as we've seen with our listener story,
yeah,
they can really chip away at your sense of peace, even your well-being.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important to address these situations proactively.
Right.
Don't suffer in silence.
Right.
Talk to your neighbor.
Yeah.
Document the issues.
Yeah.
Involve the authorities if necessary. You have a right to enjoy your home and your vacation time without being subjected to this kind of behavior.
You shouldn't have to feel like you're walking on eggshells in your own home.
Exactly.
So if you find yourself facing a similar situation,
right,
remember you're not alone. Yeah. And you have options.
You do.
And sometimes just knowing that can make all of the difference.
It really can.
Knowledge is power.
Absolutely.
Especially when it comes to navigating those tricky interpersonal waters.
Well said.
Well, that about wraps up this deep dive into the sometimes treacherous waters of shared living spaces.
It was a deep one.
Remember to subscribe to our channel for more fascinating deep dives into the human experience. And until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay peaceful.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.